Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Maseches Menachos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalid. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that the shear of flour for a mincha is at least in a sarain. You want more, it has to be in whole asarains, no fractions. You can go up until 60. Why 60? Let's see our Mishnah. Misnadav adam mincha, a person can donate a mincha. Shall up until shishim asarain, 60 asarain. Umevin, it can bring all of it, bekli echad, in one keli. In other words, you're going to be marked of it as one mincha. For that matter, if someone says, harei alai shishim asarain, he brings all 60 asarain in one keli, and he's marked of it as one mincha. But, im amar, if he says, harei alai shishim the echad, I take upon myself to bring 61 asarain, maybe shishim, he should bring 60 asarainim, bekli echad, in one keli. The echad and one asarain, the extra asarain bekli echad in a separate keli, as a separate mincha. For that matter, the Rambam says, let's say he donated 62 asarainim or more, up until 120. You bring 60 in one and the rest in the other one. If someone says, I take upon myself to bring 121 asarainim, he brings two menachas of 60 and another mincha of an asarain. And that's how it works. But the bottom line is, you can't have a single mincha with more than 60. Shekain, for we find that Tzibur, maybe, b'yamtiv rishon shel chag, that the Tzibur brings on the first day of Sukkot, shechalias b'shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos, shishim ve'echot, 61 esrainim, because of the nischei karbanos hayayim, the nesachim that come along with those karbanos, v'dayil yachid, and it should be enough for a yachid, for an individual, sheipachas min atzibur echad. It should be one asarain, at least one asarain less than the Tzibur. That's the reason that a yachid could be menadev up until and including 60 asarain in one keli, but no more. Amar Rav Shimon said, that's the reason? Well, if you take a closer look, a chelik of these 61 asarainim that are bought on Sukkot, elu, these karbanis come for different things. One chelik is laparim, for the bulls. It's actually the bulls and the rams. Ve'elu lakvasim. Others are brought for the lambs. Ve'enim evlalim zevazah. And they can't be mixed one with the other. So the 61 asarains brought by the Tzibur, they don't come as a single mincha. See, if you're telling me, wow, we find by the Tzibur, they bring a single mincha of 61, so yachad has to be at least one less. We don't find a single mincha of 61. You're adding up different minchas. And it can't be they put them together, because again, the einam nivlalim zevazeh, they're not allowed to be mixed one with the other. So what then is the reason you can go up and including 60, but no more? Until 60. Yecholim lehibolel. It's shayach for the oil and the flour to be mixed into these 60 asrainis. If you're going to have more than 60, you won't be able to mix the oil and the flour. Now, Reb Shimon goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that we learned earlier in Perik Tes Mishnah Gimel, that only one log of oil is needed for any mincha. Now, a log of oil is, I'm not saying an exact amount, about 18 ounces. But if you hold this way, you can only use a log of oil, regardless of how big the mincha is. So I need this log of oil to be able to blend with the flour. If I'm going to have more than 60 asarains, more than 60 asarainim, it won't blend in. Now let me ask you, do you have to physically mix it? We actually learned, if you remember, in Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis, that a mincha is kosher even if the flour was not mixed with the oil. But it has to be able to be mixed with the oil. And this is a klal and a term that is used in many places in Shas. Kol haroi lebila ein bila miyakeves boy. If I would mix it, if then it would blend in good, then you don't have to mix it. But even if you would mix it, it would still remain dry. There's not enough oil to reach the entire mixture. Then the fact that you don't mix it, says the Batanura, passels it. Amrulai, the Chachamim, said to Reb Shimon, we don't understand. So what are you telling me? You're telling me shishim nivlalim. One log of oil in 60 asrainis do get mixed up. But shishim v'echad ain't nivlalim. Once you go to 61, then suddenly there's not enough oil? Amrulahem, so Reb Shimon said to them, what's the problem? Call me this Chachamim came. All the measurements of the Chachamim work this way. Chazal give us a precise amount, and even a small difference means that's it, you're over the line. For example, barbon sahu taivo. A person can immerse himself in a mikveh that has 40 sa of water. So what are you going to tell me? Barbon sa chaser kartif? 40 sa minus 1 kartif? Like a little bit? Any yachal litvo ben? You can't taivo yourself in it? Chazal were mishayer. That 40 sa is the minimum amount of water you need for an average person to be able to get into the mikveh. So you have to have barbon sa. That's about 3 gallons. So ask the same kasha. A drop less than 3 gallons, you won't fit? And if someone titles himself in a drop less, so suddenly it's not a good tefillah? And the answer is yes. When Chazal give a shear, it goes with the exact shear. A drop less is not good, a drop more is good. 40 saw of water is good, and 40 saw missing a kartiv is a revius of a revius halag. A revius is anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So pick an average of 4 ounces. So it's an ounce. And the answer is yes. When Chazal give a shear, it's an exact shear. 40 saw is good, 40 saw missing about an ounce is not good. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Ein misnadvim loig. When you bring a carbon oil or a carbon shlamim, along with it comes wine. We refer to that as nesachim. How much wine? Every animal is different. 3 loig, that's a quarter hin for a keves. 4 loig, that's a third of a hin for an ayil. 6 loig, that's a half a hin for a par. And then at the end of the parasha it says, Kala ezrach yase kocha esela. Chayr, that's extra. You really told me what I have to do. So what are you adding? You told me what to do and you're saying, whoever does it should do it like this. Why are you repeating that? Ah, Pasuk is coming to teach me that if someone wants to donate wine on his own, you can even without a carbon. So our Mishnah is going to teach us now the shear of wine that it's possible to donate without a carbon coming along. Sakta Mishnah, Ein Misnadvim, you can't be Menadiv to bring one loig of wine on its own, or Shnayim, or 2 loig, V'chamisha, or 5 loig, because we don't have any of these measurements that come along with the carbon. And you can only be Menadiv Nisachim according to the measurements that the Torah gives when it does come along with the carbon. So the Pasuk is saying, after the Pasuk gives us the measurements, how much wine for each animal, the Pasuk emphasizes, Kala ezrach yasa kacha es eile. If you want to donate loig, it has to be according to these measurements. And being that there's no animal that comes along with a loig, or 2 loig, or 5, and you can't donate that amount independently. Avul bat, misnadvim shloishav arba v'shisha. You could be menadvim 3, 4, or 6, umishisha lamaila, and from 6 and on. In other words, you can donate 3 loig of wine, because that's the shear for the Nesachim that come along with a keves. You can donate 4 loig, because that's the shear comes along with an ayil, or 6, that's the shear that comes along with a par. You can do more than 6, because here you can always add together. For example, let's say you donate 7 loig. Okay, well that's how much you would bring together with a keves and an ayil. Let's say he wants to donate 8 loig. All right, so that's how much you would bring with 2 ayilim. Let's say he donates 9 loig. Well, that's how much you would bring with a par and a keves. 10, that's how much you would bring with a par and an ayil. 11, that's how much you would bring with 2 ayilim and a keves. Now, once I get past the number 6, I can say, well, at one point, this is how much you bring with a combination of karbonis. Okay, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned a person can donate a mincha of 60 asarain. You bring it in 1 keli. If he says, I take upon myself to bring 61, he brings 60 in 1 keli. And 1 in a different keli. The first Tana says, how do we know this? Because the Tzibur brings on the first day of Sukkot 61 asarain. The first day of Sukkot has the most karbonis. There are 14 kvasim, 2 elim. Those 14 kvasim and 2 elim are brought every single day of Yom Tov. Besides for that, on the first day, there are 13 parim. On the second day, 12, and it keeps getting less and less. Until you're up to 7 parim on the seventh day. So, the total number of karbanas at Tzibur on day number 1 of Sukkot is more than any other day. And if that day falls on Shabbos, you add another 2 kvasim for the musaf of Shabbos. Besides the 2 kvasim of the karban tamid, which are brought every single day. So on the first day of Sukkot that falls on a Shabbos, we have more karbanas Tzibur than any other day throughout the year. Sum total, you can look in the Batanur and see the cheshbon exactly, but it's a sum total of 33 behemos. The breakdown, 13 parim, 2 elim, 18 kvasim. Now, every single one of these karbanis comes along with minchas nesachim. And the minchas nesachim are how much? Remember the musaf shmon esrei? The yamtif musaf shmon esrei? Yiminchasem v'neskayem kimedubar, shloisho esreinim lapar. Shnei esreinim la'ayel v'sarim la'keves, v'yayin kiniskay. Okay, 13 for each par, 2 for each ayel, and 1 asarain for each keves. Do the math. Total 39 asarainim for the 13 parim. Another 4 asarainim for the 2 elim. Another 18 asarainim for the 18 kvasim. Total 61 asarainim. So on the first day of Sukkot, you have 61 asarainim. And the mela, that's the most that's brought. So if a yachid is going to donate a large mincha, it should be at least one less than the tzibur. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. So Dr. Shimon, that's not the reason. It wasn't one mincha of 61 kvasim. You just explained. Some were for the parim, some were for the kvasim, and you can't mix them together. Because the dough of the michas nesachim for the kvasim was a much more loose, watery dough than the dough for the nischei parim or the elam. Because by the michas kvasim, you had 3 loig of oil per asarin of silas. By the minchas parim and elam, there were only 2 loig of shemen for each asarin. If you're going to mix these together, the mincha of the parim is going to absorb from the shemen of the minchas hakvasim. That means that the minchas kvasim are going to be missing the sheer shemen. And the mincha and the parim are going to have extra. And they'll both be pasul. So clearly you can't mix them together. They come in separate kelim. So don't tell me 61, because there was no 61 in one keli, not even on the first day of Sukkot. Well, now he says, Rav Shimon, what's the reason that 60 is the max? Because if the mincha has more than 60 asarinim of flour, it can't mix properly. Even though you don't have to mix it, but it has to be able to be mixed. So they said to Rav Shimon, that's the exact amount? 60 asarinim? That's the limit. A loy could mix into that. And 61 can't? And Rav Shimon said, that's exactly right. And that's true for all the Midas Chachamim. If they said 40 saw is enough to tovel in a mikveh, then 40 saw less a drop is not enough. Then we learned about the Nischei Nedava, you can donate wine. And we said you can't donate 1 loig, or 2 loig, or 5 loig, because it has to be numbers, that this amount of number is brought, this amount of loig is brought together with one of the behemoths. You can donate 3 loig of wine separate, because we find 3 loig of wine that comes along with the keves. You can donate 4, because we find 4 loig comes along with an aisle. You could donate 6, because 6 comes along with a par. And more than 6, because then you could start making combinations of different animals and say, oh, when we bring these animals together, that's how much wine you bring. But if you do the math, you'll see that 1 loig, or 2 loig, or 5 loig, I can't find a mate to that, so to speak. A match when it comes to bringing the wine together with the nesachim, with the animals, karbanis. And we learn from the pasuk, kala ezrach, yasa kaches eilad, that if you want to donate wine alone, it has to have a match.